The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education on this platform. I'm Abayomi Obabalujo. Please join me in welcoming Malam Garba Kurfi. Malam Garba Kurfi is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of APT Securities and Funds Limited, member of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Malam, you are welcome.
You are welcome.
And also, Reverend Haruna Kibira is the Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Haruna, looking at the performances of the African equity market in the month of August, all right, Nigeria coming, gaining 1.74% generally across the African market. I could only see the market in Tanzania, the market in Zimbabwe, and the market in South Africa shedding points. What would be your view?
I think it was a good half for the African markets for the month of August. Like we have said, it's only three markets that were down. It means that the fundamentals and the economic news are in favor of the market in those places.
Malam, we don't have much to talk about the African market. What do you think will be?
But you see, to me, month of August is the month that generally index go down. But to our greater surprise, last year index gained 2.74%. And today, the index gained 1.74%. So what does that mean? It means that the trend is changing. And we hope, as it changed last year for the month of September, it will change for the month of September this year. And it shows you that Nigerian market is resilient. And the resilience is what is showing that the old trend declared lost in the month of August is no more. And therefore, it gives the confidence of the investors, check your position now. Especially that a lot of banks have not declared their interim dividend until the month of September, which is unusual. So we see this month to do better than that of the last year.
Yes, to confirm what Malam has just said, in August 2019, of course, let me start from August 2020. In the month of August 2020, the market gained 2.6%. And then in 2019, in the month of August, the market was down 0.7%. In 2018, the market was down 5.9% in the month of August. In 2017, the market was down 1.0% in the month of August. In the month of August of 2016, the market was down 1.5%. In 2015, Malam, you were correct. The market was down 1.6% in the month of August. As a matter of fact, if I should go by this we have just seen, I would have given it to the market that in the month of August we should lose. But Haruna, don't you think that this gain that the market put forth in the market in the month of August was not really strong, in the sense that the gain might just be from probably one of those high cap?
No, I think what I would believe that would have happened is the quality of information at the marketplace. We saw that the GDP has grown. There is a moderation in the inflation. And there was liquidity in the market for the month of August. And if you look at those years that we have talked about, market was up before the month of August. But if you look at it, the market was down before the month of August. So that is why when the information came into the market arena, that the stocks responded to it and the market gained.
All right. So we now, I put it to you, Malam. What are the possibilities in the month of September? We're already in September. Yes. We have seen the first few days of trades in September. What are the possibilities? What industry are you also advising that I should look into or that I can look into?
Well, one of the industry is a cement. No doubt over me. I will keep on repeating cement because this is an industry that is a high demand. It's cash and carry.
After cement, which other one?
Banking sector, because we still have about three banks that have not declared their interim dividend. And we believe that if they can copy from us, that will trigger the market up.
And but what if their earnings really are not as that of Access?
Well, if they have not, they should be able to pay the interim dividend and try to cope. But it has already set a face by Access.
Aruna, do you agree with Malam or you have divergent opinion?
No, what the possibility out this, I say in September is one, like we discussed the other time, that the government is trying as much as possible to reduce their cost of funds, which is interest rate. And if that happens in the money market, then there's bound to be movement of a fund into the equities market. About a fortnight ago, we saw that there was liquidity was in the system, and what went was slower than what came in. So I believe all these things together, September will be better than that.
All right. As an analyst, I will tell you that as far as I'm concerned, the market will be missed in the month of September. If we are going to see any growth, it might not be that geometric growth. So I think, and from what I can see here on the charts.
Well, you see, yes, chart look at the trend, but at times the trend differ. I still believe that September will close positively. Why? Because there is particular sectors that are today the darling of the market. One of the sectors is food and beverages. If you look at the entire flour sector, it's doing well. And they have gained, and they are likely to gain more. And if you look at the oil sector, the same thing. The oil share index of oil sector gained 60% in this year to date. And they are likely to do more. And this to tell you that if you know where to put your money, you make money. Otherwise, you end up lamenting. Because if the index of oil will gain 60%, where were you? What were you doing? And we have other indexes that gain relatively fair. So try to identify the stock and be with them and you will make it.
Wow. But the oil sector you talk about, I can see here that so far so good this year. From what I can see from the year to date is 39.1% actually. But the previous 3 years, they were down. 2018, oil and gas down. 2019, oil and gas down. 2020, oil and gas down. Of course, they couldn't have moved up anyway in 2020 because the country was on lockdown. We need to move fast now, Mala. Talking about the major gainers in the month of August, all right, we could see all new hair. 154.76%. Is the party over?
I think as at this time, the party was not over, but as we speak now, it's like the party is over.
Is the party over? We need to move fast.
The party is not over. You see, what moved the stock is speculation. As long as there is speculation about the stock, you cannot stop it. So to me, the party is not over because up to now, they have not held their AGM and we did not know what they are going to say after the AGM.
So, but is it not risky going to buy Honeywell at the price at which I'm saying it now, 3.70 naira copper or thereabout?
Not at all. Because this is the stock that came to the market at 8 naira.
So are you recommending that I can still go and buy?
Yes, you can.
If I lose, will you pay me back, Mala?
Let me tell you, the truth of the matter is speculation. It has been at 1 naira. The speculation that
it has grown enough.
Look, it's not enough because we have seen the history of Dangote's flour. It was trading as low as 1 naira. By the time it was acquired at 24.
And year to date, this equity, Malam, has grown 208.3%. And you are saying that I can still go and buy?
Why not?
Okay, what price do you think it will get to?
Look, it all depends on the information and the speculation that is going around. I believe that this stock comfortably can go to 5 naira and there above. But if the speculation becomes true, this stock can even double the price.
Can still double the price.
Why?
From 3.70 naira copper. In other words, it could still get to about 7 naira.
In 2019, we have seen how Dangote flour double. Even more than double.
Madam, where is the earning that we push it to that level?
It's
where is the earning that we sustain?
It's not earning. The moment there is speculation of acquisition, so that speculation is that
we need to come out with our fair value. I promised to do that the other time, but I forgot. If I'm reminded, we'll definitely come to that. Is the party in UP, or you have anything to say?
The only problem is that if you have to take your position only well, because if we are talking about position, why we saw that that would take flowers because there was a price. The price at which that is going to be done in only flowers has not been known.
So now it becomes largely risky.
Yes. Because even I don't mean that they now come out and I said we are going to take over at 3.50 copper.
I think the best way is to go.
Eternal oil is now trading at 7 naira. Do you know the price? Nobody knows the price. They only said that they are acquiring 60% and the market started moving. The market doesn't care.
The risk is that if they now come with the consummating price and it's high, it's lower than the price is doing on the market, market will reprice it.
Let me tell you. Once that is a speculation.
But the data you mentioned lost 4.0%.
After it has gone up.
Yes, it got to 720.
Why? Because they announced that it's acquisition of only 60%. And who is even acquiring them is a private company. Yet, people move on the speculation. What is the annual of
Will you advise people to take such a risk?
Look, business is all about risk. And if you don't take risk, you don't make gain. Now, people that have taken risk, they have gained 154% in the month of August on Honeyplow. So those who decided to stay aside, they are not there.
Arena, some people have lost. Some people bought it for Naira 20. What is
the best investment strategy to take risk headlong, like Malam is recommending, or I...
No, it's good to take risk. You can't rule that out. But before you take risk, if a stock has run 50%, it started, you couldn't get it 10%, you couldn't get it...
10%. I should rather leave it and look at another opportunity.
50%,
now, because... Now, Malam, let's leave all the way alone. Is the party in UPDC, is the party over or is it still on?
Is the party still on? Because, look, what you then seem to understand, as long as the stock is trading at the low price, it has the rate to go much higher. Don't forget, at what price did the UPDC come to the market? Don't forget, at what price Honeyplow came to the market? 8 Naira. Now you are talking about 4 Naira, you are saying on the high side. When it came to the market at 8 Naira, they have not declared anything. Yet people subscribe it at 8 Naira. The same thing with UPDC. Came to the market around 45 Naira. Today it's trading 2 Naira, you are saying the party is over. The party is not over.
Alaji, if we are going to look at that, how much did the Japan sell their public offer? 5 Naira. And it's doing 55 kobo today.
So what is your opinion about UPDC?
I think if you want to enter, you enter with caution. You should be able to estimate how much it can grow. And if it does not grow...
Okay, tell us how much it can grow. People are watching and they want to learn, they want to take
position. It's doing 186. If you think you can get 10%, 20% on it and you take position and it's not going, then you cash out. You take position instead of staying there. But if you are telling me that UPDC can go to 250, it depends on the information at the marketplace. Going into UPDC and Honeyplow as at moment is to me, I consider this a risk because it has gained over a lot of, like, UPDC is 55%, only were 154%.
Now, let's leave UPDC alone. We look at losers. I could see Transcorp losing 10.78%, WAPIC 10.91%, Lasako 11.11%, Nigerian Breweries 14%, Mayer 66.10%, I think, as a result of the adjustment for their
dividend.
And of all this, do you think there are some of them that one could cherry pick and then with the mind of probably making some gains in the month?
If you ask me, what I can say, then Nigeria Breweries probably champion Transcorp. Why? Because Transcorp quarter two was okay. That was why it went to this, on the day of release, that was when they get to 102. And after the formation of the factor in the price, they begin to come back. And Nigeria Breweries, we saw it. It's even trading 48 as we talk about, from 57 to 48. I think this is the band. By the time Nigeria Breweries get to 48, it's bound to go back. So taking Nigeria Breweries at 48 is a very, as far as I'm concerned, it's a good buy.
Malam, which of those losers that you think one could cherry pick and probably...
I think the penny stock will be the darling of the market. I cannot understand why WAPIC trading at 49 kobo. Oh, you are looking at Lasako at 139 kobo, or Mutual Benefit at 32 kobo. All this way, you can gain 20-25% within even a week. So therefore, go for penny stock that are fundamentally you can make it.
All right, that is how far we can go on the platform today. But don't forget that you will still get access to all this we have done here now on our website, stocksng.com, stocksng.com. Until when we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Babalidogo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.